Blog Talk Radio.
From the Blog Talk Radio studios in Union City, New Jersey, this is Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. I want to thank you all for tuning in this, the 3rd of October, the year 2016. This week's edition of Dating Today with Fernando Uribe, folks, is brought to you by the Mason Civic League. You can find out more information about this incredible nonprofit by going to their website, www.masoncivic.org. Now, for those of you that are not aware, the Mason Civic League was established in 2010 by former Hoboken Councilwoman, the esteemed Beth Mason. Its mission was to improve the quality of life for all of those in need. Now, the Mason Civic League is located at 1200 Washington Street in the Uptown section of Hoboken, New Jersey. You can visit their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. You can also call them directly at 201-706-8088. You can either speak with Ms. Tanya Garcia or Mr. James Barricado. Wonderful staff there at the Mason Civic League will help you out in case you're interested in donating or volunteering with this magnificent local nonprofit. You can also write to their inbox, which is at Mason's, like their page on Facebook. Folks, I also want to make you aware of Son Cubano. You can check out their website, which is www.soncubanonj.com. Now, Son Cubano is one of New Jersey's premier award-winning restaurants, bringing you amazing Cuban cuisine with a beautiful skyline of New York City to enjoy. Whether it's lunch, dinner, or any special occasion, make sure you call Son Cubano's reservation hotline, 201-399-2020. Tell them Fernando Uribe sent you, and they'll make sure to take care of you. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. Folks, I also want to be aware about a couple of other also great websites you should also check out when possible. And that's www.cromcakes.com. That's K as in knife, R-O-M-C-A-K-E-S.com. It's a great local media site hosted by one of my dearest friends, Miss Ashley Cromcakes, also a host of mine for next month. Well, actually this month already. Breast cancer event that I'll be hosting at Son Cubano, the 2016 edition of a Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. Check out cromcakes.com for very insightful articles and columns on that website as well. I also want to make you aware of Rough Rehab, a great local no-kill nonprofit organization, and it's an animal rescue that's located in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. You can check out more information about them by going to www.roughrehab.org. That's RUFFREHAB.org. They're both wonderful websites to check out. If you're interested in getting a pet for you or that special someone in your life, go to Rough Rehab. It's a great no-kill animal rescue shelter in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Make sure you check them out online. Folks, again, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. You can call in toll-free if you wish to opine, 646-649-1926, 646-649-1926. You could also write in the show's inbox, which is professorfuj@gmail.com. Also, look for me on Instagram by just typing in your_favorite_Fernando, and also on Twitter by just going and typing in @TheAmazingUribe. Folks, just a great amount of new followers every week. It is growing, so it's really, really great to see that. And, of course, I can't say enough about really the amount of people reaching out to me about how meaningful and how helpful the podcast has been in their dating situation right now. So again, I'm thankful to all to everybody who tunes in, whether it's down in Raleigh, North Carolina, Aaron and Shelby there, looking to always have their Tuesday nights also. and being such a devoted fan. Also down in Miami, Florida, all the way in Dallas, Texas, the home of my 3-1 Dallas Cowboys. My boy Ty always listens in. He always shoots me a message the next morning that he loves the show. Also all the way out to Bakersfield, California. So I can't say enough, really, about the devoted listeners that I have. So, again, I'm really grateful because without you fans, the show wouldn't be possible. So, again, I'll share more information with you about my upcoming breast cancer event later on this month at Songkhla. It's a great event, and I'm very excited to share more information with you towards the end of the podcast. But, again, 646-1926. Once again, toll free. Tonight, if you want to call in and opine, 646-649-1926. All right, folks, so I wanted to share with you tonight. Again, you have to excuse my voice. I seem to have lost my voice earlier this afternoon and trying to recuperate and things I'd like to avoid, but sometimes they're unavoidable. What can you do? So what I'd like to sort of share with you today, again, you have to excuse me, just having some chamomile tea here, which has been really helpful to regaining my voice the last few hours. Something I wanted to share, I know that last week, if you had a chance to listen to the podcast, and again, folks, anytime that you missed a show, don't worry, you can always listen free anywhere by just going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. All my episodes are there. You can listen to them really from any PC, Mac, smartphone, or tablet, you know, anywhere, whether you're doing laundry, homework, walking your dog, or just, you know, waiting for the morning train during your commute to work. Again, the show has been, at least I've been told the show has helped, you know, really help people manage their time. It's been very entertaining and informative, so I appreciate that. And today what I wanted to cover with you, ladies and gentlemen, is some ways that, you know, a new relationship inevitably changes you. And I know that right now it is, as you know, people like to call it cuffing season. You know, the summer is over, and certainly for singles, finding that someone that they can hang out with, especially as the weather gets colder, especially here in our and chill, or just staying in. It's you know, one of those things that people look forward to in terms of getting into relationships, and they do often. And you know, one of the things that ultimately, you know, when you get into a relationship, a new relationship, there are some things that change about you, I think, in terms of how you go about your day and what, you know, what changes you as a person. Not necessarily negative. And sometimes, you know, many people always, you know, they've had conversations with me, or they can insist all they want that they're going to be exactly the same person once they're dating again. And, you know, that it doesn't matter, those, you know, whether it's ladies telling their girlfriends that they'll still have Sunday brunch with the girls or clubbing on Friday nights. Why not? It's not going to affect the way that they live their lives. But the reality is that it does change, and that's really a lie. Anytime you add a major new element to your life, things are going to change. And when you do that in terms of a relationship, it's, you know, it's inevitable. You start to plan your life around whatever new element has been added to it. And that new element that's being added is that significant other. And once you start spending time with them and being around a person, you know, who you're emotionally invested in and you enjoy and, you know, you have things in common with, that you can find things to do that are fun. And really, you know, listen, a relationship changes you. It really does. And tonight, what I want to share with you really is some helpful ways that you can really, you know, deal with this head on and sort of not be in denial about. And the first thing, you know, tonight I really want to cover is that, you know, you're going to have less time to spread around. You know, it's a simple fact. There are only so many hours in a day. You know, if you add a new person to the mix, there's less time for everything and everyone else. So, you know, you're going to want to spend more time with your significant other. And as a result, you know, what ends up happening, you have less time with your friends, less time on yourself, and less time getting certain things done. And that's just inevitable. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, when you enjoy spending time with someone, these are things you look forward to. These are things that you want to do. These are things that you enjoy doing with your significant other. Another element here that really, I think, changes when you start a relationship is, you know, you no longer have as much time to focus on yourself. And, you know, listen, maybe you've gotten into really awesome routines while you've been single. And, you know, but all that is going to fall by the wayside. And why? Because let's be honest, You know, sometimes that's inevitable. You know, hopefully you don't lose sight of your goals and your plans just because you have someone else around now. And again, if you're in school, it's important to finish school. If you're, whether it's undergrad or you're in grad school, whether you are, you know, changing jobs or you volunteer at a shelter or you do some things that aren't overly time consuming, understand that sometimes, you know, those things may fall by the wayside. I think it's all about budgeting your time. If your significant other is patient and, you know, you are able to, you know, allot your time and prioritize, you can do that. You know, I'm someone that I know for many years, whoever's dated me has really gotten the sense that, you know, certainly when I'm invested in them and I'm, you know, into them and I enjoy spending time with them, certainly there are elements of my life that I wouldn't say take precedent, but it's part of my schedule. You know, I have a pretty flexible schedule being an educator. But also, what I also have in my life that very much defines me is my philanthropy. Those of you who know me are very familiar with the fact that I'm an award-winning philanthropist. Between, you know, professional achievements and just philanthropic awards, I mean, I've been very blessed. And something about philanthropy is fulfilling for me. I know over the years sometimes I've gotten some ridicule or some good jokes at my expense, but, you know, by and large, I'm happy with what I do concerning my philanthropy. I'm happy making a difference in people's lives, raising awareness about diseases, whether it's breast cancer, raising awareness about premature births and premature babies. Certainly with my new nonprofit foundation, I started trying to raise money for scholarships to help local students as they pursue higher education. We all know how expensive it is. And, you know, during the holiday season, I've enjoyed hosting toy drives to help local kids. And those who have dated me for many years know that philanthropy is an important part of my life. I've tried not to let it consume me too much. You know, I think hosting 4 events a year, I think adequate. I don't think it's overwhelming. I know philanthropists that, you know, host a lot more. And, you know, despite the fact that they're making a difference and they're raising money, it's just not something that I would want to do. Not because I'm not, you know, not because I don't believe in certain causes. There are a lot of causes out there. But the reality is that there's just only so many nights in a month, so many months in a year. I want to be able to have time for me and my significant other. And I've been able to do that. You know, and one of the misconceptions I think that, you know, I've had very brief discussions. It's never really been an issue for me, or it's never been brought to my attention, is whether or not philanthropy takes away from, you know, the time that I spend with a significant other. And the reality is that it hasn't. You know, whatever I do during the evenings in terms of working late into the evenings, working on logos, working on proposals, I mean, those are things that don't take away time from someone. So that's never really been an issue. But if you're, you know, invested in goals, if you're doing something like that, you know, I have friends of mine that are, you know, they're still in school, that are going back to school, maybe changing majors, looking for a different career choice. It's important to not lose sight of those goals just because you have someone around you now. You know, make time for everything and make sure you can get everything done. It'll really, really benefit you. Another component here tonight, folks, that I think is great to sort of look at is the reality that, you know what, sometimes you can't be sort of unabashedly selfish. You know, I think when you're younger, this tends to happen a little bit where it's not just about you anymore. You have a partner, and there are moments when you, you know, have to try to communicate sometimes. It can be difficult, especially if, like, you have two volatile personalities and two people can be tough cookies. That can be tough. But, you know, it's important to sort of communicate and, you know, get that out there. Sometimes it's not always possible. Sometimes you just want to, like, not deal with a person. And that's normal, I think. But trying to do that, which sort of leads into the next element about, you know, the importance of compromise. And I think what I've been able to do consistently is, you know, I think compromise is important. I think compromise is something that, you know, what you ultimately would like is, you know, to sort of enhance that skill. I mean, listen, you're already compromised with your friends and family, but it's not the same. You know, you'll be spending a lot of time with your significant other, so you may not always get to do what you want to do. You know, you have to engage in some activities that don't interest you to make the other person happy. You're also going to have to sort of meet in the middle on a lot of decisions. Sometimes you have to agree or disagree. And that can be tough sometimes. I think, you have to sort of look at who you're dating. I think you have to look at your significant other. You have to look at what it is you want to try to do together as a couple. I think what you can try to accomplish, if you go to different restaurants, if you maybe like do different activities, it's important to sort of just come to an agreement, and do different things, go play mini golf. When it comes to vacations, I know that I should just give you an example on someone who doesn't, I like tropical weather per se. I like being away on an island somewhere, but being, away on an island where I can like get shade and not get sunburned. I can't tell you the amount of horror stories I've had in my lifetime about sunburns. And, that's just sort of traumatized me. I had a sunburn last year that was just so traumatizing to me. And I promised myself I would never, ever, ever get close to the sun too extensively. And I haven't again. And it's sort of funny, I'll sit on a beach on a chair and I'll like have a towel over my legs and I'll wear a cap and all that. And it's one of those things for me that, I'm not much of a beach person, but for example, when my significant other, she's, likes the beach, born overseas, likes that sort of tropical type of, atmosphere, and that's fine. And I'll do that, and I'll certainly go to a beach and enjoy that. And when it's come time to sort of like book a vacation, for example, you sit there and you're like, okay, well, we'll have to try to compromise and agree. And it works out that way. We can sort of, have those conversations, And I think with a significant other, sometimes, you're going to butt heads, and that's normal because, we're people. We have sort of our thoughts and our ideas and what we like to do. And sometimes, compromise is going to be essential. And it sort of leads me to my next element here that I want to sort of share with you folks. And it's the fact that, it's going to force you out of your comfort zone. One of the things that being single does is that, you can get super comfortable being single. And I know that in my lifetime, when I've been single, that's happened to me. I've been super comfortable. And sometimes for a guy and even a woman too, coming out of your comfort zone can be, sort of not earth shattering for you, but it can be quite an adjustment. And it's something that we don't all endure very well. We don't always adjust very well. And I think it's something that, it takes effort. It really does, because when you're single, and I'm sure for anyone listening tonight, male or female, there are just certain things you like to do when you're single. And I don't mean sort of like, going out and dating and juggling people. No, I'm not saying that at all whatsoever. I think it's, the comfort zone of, maybe going out to certain places you like to go out to. And you know what? Sometimes your significant other maybe doesn't like going there. Or maybe watching certain shows and your significant other doesn't like to do that. Sometimes, you have to sort of just compromise. Again, it sort of gets into that. It gets you into that perspective. And, when you're in a new relationship, you're learning all about another person now. That's just the reality. You have to sort of open up and show some vulnerability. I think that's something that your partner would like to see. While accepting sort of the same from the other person with kindness and compassion. It's a scary world out there, folks. When you're dating someone, you're getting to know them for the first time, this is someone that, it's really a thought process about, wanting to adapt. And, as we get older, when you're in your 20s, adapting isn't something that, we really care for. But, as you get older, into your 30s and 40s, sometimes adaptation, I think, is essential. I think it helps your inner growth. I know it has for me. During the years, I've dated different types of women with, we've had different sort of personalities and different types of needs. I think that's been very essential. And, getting out of your comfort zone, I think, it helps you do that. Also, too, I think something that a new relationship can do for a person is that it softens you up a little bit. And I don't mean that in a negative way. But a new relationship can change you for the better. Whether you're completely accepted by another person, loved by that person regardless, it allows you sort of the freedom to be who you are. You can be kind and tender and vulnerable without any fear. If you're full of joy, you want to share that with that. Your significant other. Like sort of like the new attitude, can affect the interactions with other people the way you do, you know, and the way that you engage with others on a daily basis. But again, it softens you up. I think it makes you a gentler type of human being. It makes you sort of warmer. I know for me that, you know, dating different women over the years, you know, different personality types, sure, it softened me up. You know, I think for those of you that know me, know that I can be someone who's very blunt, who is very direct, who doesn't have a filter. And sometimes, you know, dating someone who is more diplomatic or someone that is a little more reserved, I think is helpful. It's been helpful for me. It's been something that has really, you know, been beneficial for me. And that's not a bad thing, you know, especially for the guys out there tonight. You know, don't think that softening up a little bit, you know, is a negative thing. You know, really, another, I think, key component tonight, folks, when you think about what a new relationship does for you is, you know, I think your attitude towards life shifts, you know. It might be a subtle change. Maybe it could be a little dramatic. Either way, it's definitely not exactly the same as it was before your significant other entered your life. You know, maybe they make you realize that you want things you never knew you needed until this person came along. And maybe your general attitude now is more positive. Or maybe you start, you know, placing more importance on your relationship with others that you care about. You know, there's just like a myriad of possibilities of what you're doing when it comes to your attitude towards life. You know, you might become a little more humble. You might become more family-centric, you know, and that's not a bad thing. I think it's something that, you know, can be very, very beneficial for you. And, you know, one of the things that also do, I think, is something that I think is very important. I know it's come under, not scrutiny with me personally, because I think, I've always been very consistent in the way that I am with my immediate social circle, and not just mean friends, but also mean my family. And one of the things that I really urge my listeners tonight to really, really get this through their heads, you know, you have to make sure you don't neglect your tribe. And what I mean by that is that, you know, there are people out there who have been there for you before you met your significant other. And it's easy to get wrapped up in a new, exciting love, but don't let your steady, real dependable friendship suffer. You know, the most annoying thing in the world is a friend who disappears when they're dating someone, you know, and that's always pissed me off because I'm not like that. You know, it's going to take some effort, but your friends should be worth it. You know, don't lose them, because I know for a fact that I've had some situations where I've had friends of mine who completely disappear when they date someone. And I recently went through sort of not a heartbreak per se, but a very sort of disappointing loss for me where, you know, one of my dearest best friends who I've had for over 10 years, you know, I'm very happy for her while she found a guy that really made her happy and complete, you know, ended up getting engaged. And I just, even before the engagement, I knew she had just sort of fallen off the radar and had become quite MIA, and it just sort of built up. And, you know, it's something that I think I always held against her because I thought it was unfair, because, you know, for as long as she knew me, and she knew that throughout the entire time of our friendship, you know, 10 plus years, you know, I dated a lot more than she did. And she met every girlfriend I ever had. She met every girl that I dated, whether it became a relationship or not. And you know what? I made it a point to have her meet my friends. I've always made it a point to have my significant other spend time around my friends, because it's important to sort of mix together, whether it's going out to watch a game, whether it's going out to listen to music, or just go to happy hour, or go to a birthday party, whatever the case may be. I've always made that a point. And I think that you don't do that. You don't forget your tribe, your social circle. And more importantly, don't forget time with your family. Don't forget, you know, you have a family. If you're lucky enough to have a mom and dad with you that live nearby, don't neglect them, you know. Spend time with them, you know. Don't ignore them. Don't, you know, stop communicating with them. You know, one of the things I've consistently tried to do in all my relationships for many years is stay close to my parents, stay close to my family, communicate with them. You know, I have a cousin of mine who's like a little brother to me. I've made it a point to not be neglectful of him, to be attentive, to be supportive. And the same thing with my family, to not, you know, go, you know, I couldn't imagine going a week without talking to my family. I couldn't imagine a day talking to my mom or dad. Listen, that doesn't make me a mama's boy or incessantly needy when it comes to my parents. It doesn't. I appreciate the relationship I have with them. And you know what? For me, I'm very close to them. And I've made it a point that when I'm dating someone that I never, ever neglect them. And you shouldn't either. You know, your family and your friends are there for a certain amount of time, you know, cherish them, spend time with them. You know, you can balance your time with your significant other. So don't do that. You know, again, while you're very excited about a new relationship, make sure you don't neglect the people around you that were there before your significant other came along. So folks, again, listen, I hope tonight's episode has been helpful for you. I hope it's been beneficial, especially for those of you that are entering a new relationship. Again, it's an exciting, fun time for you. And I know what it's like. I've lived that many, many times. But by the same manner, keep in mind what I share with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be very helpful. And if you miss any part of tonight's broadcast, please, you know, you can always check out www.blogtalkradio.com/datingtoday with Fernando Uribe. Folks, again, I want to thank you all for tuning in this evening. Again, just as a reminder, coming up on Friday night, October the 21st, is the 2016 edition of A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts. For any Facebook users, make sure you just do a search of A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts 2016. Check out the event page, folks. It's Friday night, October the 21st. No cover at the door, plenty of free parking, wonderful drink specials, excellent prizes I'll be raffling off. My evening's main event is my annual date auction with some of the most, you know, gorgeous contestants you'll ever find available anywhere at a date auction in this area. And I thank them for their time and for participating to help out with the event. Again, folks, all proceeds from Friday night, October the 21st at Son Cubano will benefit the American Cancer Society. And I'm proud to let my listeners know tonight that since 2008, I have raised $23,177 to benefit the American Cancer Society and making strides against breast cancer. So mark it on your calendars, and I hope to see you there on Friday night, October the 21st. Again, 8 p.m. until 2 a.m. at Son Cubano in West New York, New Jersey. So again, look for it on Instagram as well, Facebook and Twitter. And I look forward to seeing you there, folks. Let's defeat breast cancer, and let's do it once and for all. Again, folks, I want to thank my sponsors this week. Again, first off, the Mason Civic League. You can check out more information about them by going to www.masoncivic.org. You can visit their office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 1200 Washington Street in Hoboken, New Jersey. You can also call them directly, 201-706-8088. Also write to their inbox, info@masoncivic.org. Don't forget to like their page on Facebook as well, ladies and gentlemen. Also, folks, check out Son Cubano, again, the host venue for A Professor's Quest to Save Breasts coming up later on this month on Friday night, October the 21st. Again, Son Cubano located at 40-4 Riverwalk Place along the waterfront in West New York, New Jersey, right outside the Lincoln Tunnel. Easy accessible via mass transit, Hudson Bergen Light Rail, Uber, Lyft. Also, New York Waterways is nearby. Check out their website, www.soncubano.nj.com. You can check out their lunch and dinner menus. It's a wonderful establishment, folks. And whether it's lunch, dinner, any special occasion, make Son Cubano that destination. Again, 201-399-2020. Make sure you like them on Facebook and also follow them on Instagram and Twitter. I also want to give a shout out tonight to two great websites. First off, www.cromcakes.com, a great media site. Check it out. Cromcakes, K as in knife, ROMCAKES.com. And also, Rough Rehab, folks, a wonderful local nonprofit organization. It's a great no-kill animal rescue located in Mountain Lakes, New Jersey. Check out their website, www.roughrehab.org. That's RUFFREHAB.org. I want to thank them all for sponsoring and bringing you the best 30 minutes of commercial-free dating advice available anywhere online. You guess it's every week. Dating Today with Fernando Uribe. Good night. Dallas, Texas, the home of my 3-1. Dallas Cowboys. Folks, God bless, peace, and progress always.